We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartAid.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, March 5th. In most calendar systems, two objects play leading roles, the sun and the moon. Their motions across the sky define the day, the month, and the year. Yet some calendars have relied on other lights in the sky, the stars. The first appearance of a star in morning twilight told people that it was time to plant or harvest crops, or to move to a warmer climate for the coming winter. Or a star reaching its highest point in the sky at midnight told them that it was time for important rituals. One of those markers is Regulus, the brightest star of Leo, the lion. It's to the right or lower right of the moon at nightfall this evening, and below the moon before dawn. Regulus was one of the most important stars of the ancient world. In Persia, it was one of the four guardians of heaven, so it was a key marker in the calendar. And today, Regulus plays a role in the calendar of the Mayan people of Central America, the descendants of the ancient Mayan civilization. When Regulus stands highest in the sky at midnight, which happens this month, villagers begin preparing the fields for crops. And they start planting mountain corn when the waxing moon passes by Regulus in March. An important reminder that's as easy as watching the stars. Watch Regulus as it pops into view near the moon in early evening and stays close throughout the night. It'll stand just below the moon before it sets, a little before dawn. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.